This recording, Australia 42, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who'd been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the Territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at the superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer to her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed to work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come on, come on," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was a strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis almost immediately. She remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. In Brisbane, in Queensland. And then pretty much in secondary years, then went rural, South Burnett, Darling Downs. And over time, unfortunately, Mum and Dad split up. They then forced their different ways. We went with Dad for a couple of years. And then I went to uni in Gatton, halfway between Brisbane and Toowoomba. Went west for a bit, again, still in Queensland. Different areas have got their own lingo, but if you know the lingo, it's not really a different language. Yeah, like, what's it, what we say, rill is a windrow. Overflow is from the, say, the roadside to the dam. You guys call the overflow from the dam out when it's full. I'd have to get a list and think and write them down, because there'd be heaps. We don't know you're saying it. Like, it's just like normal.